You're listening to the Zandbergen Report, where wealth strategies and investment wisdom collide with Bart Zandbergen, your distinguished host and certified financial planner.
Welcome to the Zandbergen Report, a showcase for wealth strategies and investment wisdom that's essential for our evolving world. As usual, in-house today is our engineer, Paul. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Yes, I'm there. I'm always telling you guys, don't worry about it. I'll make the mistakes for you here today. So I already made one, so...
All right. No problem. And in my effort, as I mentioned last week, to provide innovative, interesting, and useful information, today we have another special guest, and it's Leticia Birbaum. Leticia, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
You know she's actually scared to death here, right? She's not ready. She's not really good today.
She's going to do great. So before I let Leticia introduce herself, she's quite modest. And what I also wanted to say was, as I mentioned last week, I'm now 26 years in the business. And for the last 15, 16 years, I have been looking for that person, that right hand, that person that's going to be my Robin to my Batman, my Tonto to my Long Ranger. I think I'm kind of dating myself with that.
I think we got to come up with some newer analogies here.
But with that said, as I mentioned, Leticia is very modest. So she has done such a great job early on in her career. She was recently awarded Orange County's five-star wealth manager for years 2017 and 2018. And this award is based on 10 objective criteria associated with providing quality service to clients, as well as her credentials, experience, and assets under management. She also is recently won the NAWRB Roaring 30 Award winner for 2017 as a visionary leading lady. Now, I'm going to read this because I think it's very, very pertinent. The visionary leading lady. This is a woman ahead of her time who not only solves today's problems, but addresses the issues of tomorrow as well. She turns negatives into positives and doesn't let the absence of a well-trained path keep her from making her own way. And in my experience with her, I find that to be very, very true. And lastly, she was also just recently nominated for NAPA's National Association of Planners Association Young Guns for Top Plan Advisors Under 40 in 2017 and 2018. So with that set up, Leticia, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Thank you, Bart. I appreciate the warm welcome and the introduction. I appreciate that so much. And thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
So today I'm going to get a little raw and really share with everybody a little bit about my background and tell everyone about who I am and how I really landed here and really get real and personal. And this is, if anyone knows me really well, this is not my forte. So apologize if I am a little nervous. I'm traditionally very, I'm very private, but that's just more because inside I'm shy and nervous and I really want to be a perfectionist and get it right the first time. But, you know, sometimes it's really important to be raw and let everyone know, you know, this is who I am and this is where I came from and this is why I work so hard for everyone every day. So my passion, just first and foremost, in the business and finance is to really be helping others navigate through the financial decisions and situations in their personal lives, in work, in business, and in their families. And I really want to be known as that person or that voice of inspiration in their lives. And someone they say, I don't know, I just keep on remembering what Leticia said, and it really follows me throughout my life. And I've heard that actually a number of times throughout my life. And so I really want to be able to, you know, earmark that and make that stepping stone for my future. And, you know, I want to be able to share my life changing tools and things that I've been able to help do and work through my life and to be able to help other people make a really positive impact in their life, inspire people to make a positive change in their lives and really empower people to reach their goals and dreams. And really that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm sitting in this seat. And that's why, you know, I have a lot of choices out there. And this is really the most important thing for me is because I know that this is my calling and this is what I want to do and help people. So yep. Every day, you know, I'm excited to get out of bed and wrangle the kids and to get into the office and get to work. Because, you know, it's the people. It's what drives me. It's the stories. It's making a difference in their lives. And that's what really gets me ticking and makes me really excited. So, you know, just always know that I'm on their side and alongside. But to be raw and to really tell you, you know, where this is coming from is, you know, my passion for finance really started as a child. And, you know, a lot of people have heard the story that, you know, it started by, you know, going to the bank as a family with my family making deposits. But I'm going to get there. But I want to start before that and the part that people don't really know about me. So my background. So my father's side, he was professionals. He was a doctor and they have many, many generations of doctors in the family. It's very like 12, 13 generations of doctors.
Wow.
And on my mom's side, they were entrepreneurs and farmers. You know, they didn't do the things you would say traditional or the educational route. It was more business. You know, so there, you can see that they're both very different sides of the spectrum.
Right.
But as a child, for me, that's something that it provided a great balance. I was able to see both sides, you know, as seeing how people invested and created their own wealth. So on my father's side, they always had a lot of money from their working income. And I watched them be really, they would spend a lot and they had no regard for savings and they were very showy. And that was really important to kind of keep up with the Joneses. So at the end of the day, there were really not a lot to pass on to their family members. And I watched them really suffer financially over time and really providing nothing for their heirs as a takeaway for me. And like my first experience with just a legacy of family wealth kind of going down from a lot to nothing and by poor money management. And then on my mom's side, they were very frugal and they didn't make a lot of money, but they saved a lot of money. So they were big savers. So they were farmers, but behind the scenes of farmers, they accumulated property and land and real estate and businesses. And over time, I watched that actually grow and develop and really grow from there. And so these experiences in my life really humbled me, but I was able to really learn all aspects, I feel like, of the different sides of the coin for investment. So that being said, fast forward, my mom was an entrepreneur and my dad worked just as a general employee for Boeing and, you know, just everyday family. Yeah. And as a kid, I would go to the bank with my mom and she would do deposits and I would sit in the little waiting area and just kind of figure out waiting really for while she would wait in the long line for making a deposit. Yeah. And I would see these people walk in and they were wearing their suits and they looked really nice and they got taken back to the back to this private room and then they would go and then leave. But I was so curious. I wanted to know, like, what are they doing back there? What are they finding out? Why is my mom in the, you know, the deposit line and what are these people doing? So one day I asked this lady, I'm like, hey, I'm next. And again, let me just tell you, I was probably like kindergarten, first grade when I'm sitting here trying to figure all this out.
Yeah.
And so the lady took me back to the back and I started asking her a bunch of questions and I tried to see, you know, what is this? And so she explained to me about the different types of accounts and she was actually their portfolio manager and she did their investing there.
Wow.
So I asked questions and she gave me a bunch of funds to look at and just handed me the paper and then kind of scooted me off of her desk and said, you know, have a great day. Well, I took that all the papers and all of the fact sheets and I took them home and then I started, my mom and dad had the paper. So every single day, my mom would get the paper and she would read the paper and I would ask her for the business section and I would have my notepad of paper and I would start tracking all of these different funds.
How old were you at the time? Did you say first grade?
I was probably in first grade, seven or eight.
Wow. Maybe
seven. And at the time I was investing. And I wasn't investing, I was watching the investments and I started seeing that it was trending up. And I thought this was pretty cool. If I invested at this point and now the money, the funds are here, I would have made money. And I go, this is pretty cool. So I asked my parents if I can open up an account because I couldn't open it by myself.
Right.
So they were like, okay, are you sure? And I want to do it, Mom. I have my birthday money and I have my Christmas money. Let me, because I'm a saver. Yeah. I want to go try it. And they said, okay, great. Sounds fine. I'll go ahead and give it a try. No problem. And I did it. And I started doing really well and it was really fun. So I started investing in things that were, you know, where I lived. And I grew up in Seattle, so it was like the Microsofts and the Starbucks and Nordstrom's, and they all did well. And it was fun to watch. And it was kind of the very beginning of my passion for investing and to really watch that really take off. Yeah. So that was really exciting for me to really see hands-on, and I was watching it every day, and it was part of my everyday. And there was not a lot of relatability with my friends at schools, but to me, it was a hobby. And the hobby turned into a passion, and a passion turned into a love. And then from there, I just knew I wanted to be able to help other people create their financial freedom using tools that everyone has access to.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. You know, one thing I can attest to for sure is your, you know, your passion, which also rolls into integrity, is so obvious in our work together. The other thing that I still can't believe that how you can show up in the office every morning at 8:30 with nice hair, calm looking face, with a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old. I've got a 2-year-old at home and I can't, I'm a wreck all day. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
When it comes to pioneers in their respective industries, we all know the Apples, Starbucks, and Trader Joe's of the world. In the realm of recruiting, Decision Toolbox is the industry's best-kept secret. With 90% of their business from referrals and repeat customers, for over 20 years, Decision Toolbox's U.S.-based team of recruiters, sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge. With the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days. All with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information.
All right, back to Bart and his guest.
All right.
His sidekick, his trusty sidekick.
Trusty sidekick, we'll go with that. All right, Leticia, so I've been in the business a long time. I go to these conferences, and it's all men. It's a sea of men, and there might be a random woman. And you, not only that, but you're a young woman. So how has that been for you, and how do you deal with being a young woman in a predominantly male-oriented field?
That's a great question, Bart. Now, to lead into that, you were saying that I have a 4 and 5 year old now. And, you know, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without the support of my family. I feel like balance is really important to me. I wouldn't be able to do it if I didn't have such an active husband. And he, you know, he works as well, but we really work as a team together. And so we're able to really work together. And that's what really kind of is, it gives me the flexibility and the ability to continue to go in and really be a woman player in a male driven industry. But really, when I come to the table, I come to the table and I'm professional, and I try to really listen to clients and really bring the same value as anyone else would bring. And I don't really think of it truthfully. I don't think of myself on a day-to-day basis any different from a male or a female sitting at the table with a client when I'm working with someone. But, you know, like you said, at a conference.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's when it makes it real and it feels real because you'll be there and absolutely, it doesn't matter how big the room is. It could be 100 people in there. It could be 1,000 people in there. And it's the same ratios. There's a bunch of men everywhere and a little bit maybe older. And then there's just a few women peppered through. And it's really sad to see. And I know that it will continue to change, especially as women continue to get in the industry and be more key players. But as far as right now, when I'm in those conferences and in that moment, I feel like I have a great responsibility to women and women investors. So instead of me feeling like, oh my gosh, there's not enough women here, I really feel empowered. Yeah. And I really feel like I have such a purpose. And I really feel like it's so important that when I'm here to be able to be that voice for all the women that are out there or that aren't there and that need to be there as well. And for the women sitting at the table looking for advice.
Right.
You know, so it's interesting because I read an article by 2020, there's going to be over $22 trillion in assets going to be controlled by women. And they're not just going to want men to manage it. They want options.
Well, we're not that bad, us guys.
No, not at all. No, not at all. But, you know, that's when it's great because, like, for us, we're a team that we work together. So they have both to be able to choose from, and people can really feel at ease and comfortable with that. And they have options. And really, for me, women are going to need someone to guide and walk alongside them during this transition. So, you know, I feel really important that, you know, and lucky that I get to be here.
Yeah. You know, you and I have talked about this. It was not a master plan or by design. I mean, I was looking for the person, the right person, and it ended up being you. But I didn't go out looking for a young woman. But at the end of the day, I think we have covered kind of all aspects from age to gender. And so I think, I think it's a great team.
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely in line. You know, in the last year or so where I have been in my life, I had a pivotal moment in my life. And last year I lost my dad and my grandmother, and they're both like really important people in my lives. And I realized at that point in time, I really needed to be able to make a change and a shift. And I really wanted to look 10, 20, 30 years out and be able to figure out how I'm going to align myself for the big picture to be able to be where I want to be, 30 years from now. And so I'm also, you know, very thankful to be here and to have, you know, found you. And it was definitely not something that we planned, but it's really just something, like you say, we're both very appreciative because we definitely work well together. Also have to say, as far as being a female in a male dominated industry, I feel like, you know, I've always had great mentors in my life, male and female, that has helped me guide me along the way. And something that, you know, someone once told me was, grab the hand of the person in front of you, and then when you're ready, turn around and offer a hand to the next person behind you.
That's such a great analogy.
Yeah. And that's really where I feel like I'm at in my life. And even giving back, like, definitely that's important to me now, and getting involved in the communities and being part of, you know, things that are important to me and giving back every day.
Right. I was just thinking for a second, I've been through a few, just over the years, a few real estate related conferences. It's at least 50-50, if not majority women. So, for your choice to be a wealth advisor, it's just a little bit different, but I'm so glad you did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, as you know, Leticia, and I think our listeners do from last week at Optivest Wealth Management, we help a lot of families kind of as their family office. So we help them with protect their estate and pay as little tax as possible, obviously invest their money safely and prudently. But, you know, another big thing, and I know this is an area that you've done a lot of work in, is helping with family transition or what we would call legacy planning. So making sure that the estate and the assets and the pot of gold, if you will, transfers from one generation to the other. So tell us a little bit about what you've done in that area or what's impacted you there.
Yeah, so that's a great comment, because I feel like right now, as you see all the new changes in the tax laws, you can see that right now is a great opportunity for families to really be able to take advantage of some of the new rules. So, for example, the old tax laws allowed families to pass on $5.5 million per person, $11 million per couple. Now, that's $11 million of the estate per person and $22 million if they were married.
That's huge. I know. It's huge.
Yeah. So, you know, that will be ineffective until 2025 unless Congress makes an extension. But really, families have to take advantage of that and being able to know that they can go to a family office like ours that can really specialize in that legacy planning and strategic planning to walk them through that. And so there's other things that they can do as well, family planning. And that's great as well. I'm sure that you can hear on the podcast, I sound young, but I'm really not as young as my voice probably is. But, you know, that's something people should know is I can relate to the next generation as far as some of the maybe traditional advisors and as yourself, you have more of the experience over a longer duration of time and combined, we're really able to help families really prepare their heirs with that transition. And everyone feels really comfortable. Like the next generation feels good that they're ready to take on the family business or take on the estate and feel prepared. And the parents feel good about passing it on to the next generation. And again, that could be years of planning, but it has to start at some point and something that we specialize in.
Yeah. Great. So I can see we're running a little short on time, but, I'm going to kind of wrap these two concepts in this last question together. So I was just reading actually today, millennials. I'm not saying you're millennial. I'm not going to tell anybody your age. But as a rule, it looks like millennials are now saving even less than they did. So this year, or 2017, 46% of millennials had no savings at all. And that's up from 31%. Kind of in a weird connection, robo-advisor. So that's a term that, you know, you and I both have heard probably over the last 5 or 6 years, maybe a little bit longer. What's your thoughts on either or? Is there a connection between the two? Why don't you share with us about that?
Yeah, no, that's great. So robo-advisor is definitely a hot topic. And let me just start by explaining a little bit about what robo-advisor is for the listener that might not know. It's an automated computer algorithm that will allocate, invest, and rebalance your funds. This is done by asking a series of questions, done by a computer generating questions that typically have, let's say, low fees and offered with an online platform. Now, technology, I feel, is very important, and we will continue to see this evolve over time. I do believe that robo-advisor is not going away, and it will solve the need for some investors, like you said.
Yeah.
So robo-advisor is definitely gaining the popularity among young investors with attractive low cost and easy to use platforms. So some of those investors that just want to get exposed in the very beginning and just kind of try to see what it's about, but want to kind of jump in just a little bit, this is a great platform for them. Also, there is some things that I feel like you need to be aware of. There are some general pitfalls. And that being said, it has lack of customization. You're not able to choose all of your own investments. And, you know, there might be a limited amount of communication access.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So like maybe they'll do email or chat box, or you can talk to someone between these limited hours and then you're waiting on hold. So that's some of the downside. Also, be aware that the first robo was launched in 2009. Yeah. And that's really, it doesn't have any track record to show how it would perform during a down market. And the lack of, you know, an actual dedicated advisor like ourselves, you don't really have someone to walk you through when you're feeling uncertain and you feel like someone might need to help you walk off the ledge when the market is making these corrections.
You mean like the last 2 weeks?
Exactly. And, you know, be able to make sure that your advisor keeps you on track and understands the big picture and fully is keeping you on track for your life goals, such as estate planning and diversification and tax efficiency. Overall, people just need to know this, especially like what you said with market volatility. It happens all the time. We get calls, like especially like right now when there, you know, you see a lot of market volatility. You need to be aware that you don't want to just make an emotional, impulsive decision that can lead you to buying high and selling low and really affect your portfolio over the long term. And so being aware of that, making sound decisions.
Exactly. All right. I'm going to move really fast here before we close up. And so it's part of our process here to ask one final thought question. So, Leticia, please share with us your ultimate lesson learned over your tenure as a financial advisor.
I would say the most important thing to me is to really listen to what's going on in people's lives and paying attention to the details.
Great. Perfect. And now the last most important question of all, and I'm going to pull this totally random. What is your favorite go-to fast food, junk food?
Oh, In-N-Out.
All right. Leticia, thanks again for being in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Leticia, you can and our firm, you can visit www.optivestinc.com. Thank you so much to everyone who has tuned in, and we look forward to seeing you back in, or to being back in the studio next week. Cheers.
Thank you.
Tune in next week for the latest edition of the Zandbergen Report, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Catch up on our recent shows by visiting www.bartzandbergen.com. Interested in being a featured guest on our show or have a question you'd like to hear us answer on the Zandbergen Report? Email podcast@bartzandbergen.com.
Zandbergen Report is a production of OC Talk Radio and is provided for educational purposes only. The content of this program and the views of the guests should not be considered as recommendations by OC Talk Radio or investment advice from the host, Bart Zandbergen, or any other entity attached to this production. Investors should always consult qualified financial, investment, tax, or legal professionals prior to investing.